Hi. Welcome to my talk. So you want to build a deterministic networking system, a gentle introduction to time-sensitive networking. Just out of interest, how many of you have heard of TSN or time-sensitive networking so far? That's quite a few for a networking session. That's great. How many of you have already worked with that? Not so many. Okay, you will after that talk. Who am I? I'm Jan Sink. I'm a former systems engineer. I worked a lot with time-sensitive networking and its predecessors. I also took part in standardization, so I also did some of that. And since last summer, I work at a kernel developer at Pangotronics. That's a German Linux consulting and support company. We have roughly 7,600 patches in the kernel, and we also do consulting for real-time networking, amongst many other stuff. And by the way, we're hiring, of course. Now, to what we will look into today, we will look into applications. I will give you some examples why you would probably want to do networking over real-time data transport over networking, and what the implications of that is, what the requirements of these applications are. We will look into the basic building blocks, so sorry for the folks who already know about that. And we will talk a bit about which Linux user space and kernel components are used in building these applications. And I will sum up the state of the union a bit, and then just as an announcement in advance, there are some bonus slides where I will give some more details and some references to open source projects already working with TSN. So if you're interested in that, just download the slides from the Penta and, well, check out the links. And I also gave an example of how to basically glue together a stage box, so a transport system for audio data over the network. I won't make that into the talk because it has been shortened to half an hour. So the example I will focus on today is audio-video bridging. So if you want to transport real-time data over a network for an application just as this talk, you want to have as low jitter buffer or as small jitter buffers as possible to reduce latency in the system, because if you transport data over a traditional network, packets could get dropped, so you have to resend them, or you have to make sure that somehow magically interfering traffic doesn't do you any harm. And that usually involves quite large jitter buffers of up to several seconds. And if I talk now and you hear me from stage and you hear me from the PA 4 seconds after that, that would be quite annoying. So you want to cut that down to as low as possible transmission latency, overall end-to-end latency. Of course, for TSN, which started as audio-video bridging, or ABB as a standard, they came across the fact that this technology could also be useful for quite some other applications. Most of our customers do like machine control stuff with that. So if you have a large production line and you want to transmit data between your PLC and your server drives or your robot arms and stuff, you also want to make sure that your control data arrives in time at the actor, or your sensor data is read in within a certain point in time, and that's quite important to keep that timing. Same holds, of course, for aerospace and automotive and railways and stuff. I won't go into these applications today because we're, as I said, short on time. The first requirement of said applications is that you need to establish a common time base in the network. That's due to the fact that, well, measuring time in computers is basically hooking up a hardware counter to a crystal oscillator. And these crystal oscillators tend to have frequency drift over time, especially with temperature. And due to the different switch on points in time, you also have quite large offsets. So if you start one device, say at 12 o'clock, and the other at 1 p.m., they have 1 hour of offset in there. So you want to make sure that all your network devices have a common meaning or a common sense of time passing and a common sense of what time it is. Because lots of scheduling decisions for networking traffic may depend on timing. Also, for some applications, as the audio example, you also would like to regenerate your audio sampling clocks. So basically, in order not to introduce any additional degradation in audio quality, you want to make sure that your sampling